The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Father, we ask you, we stand before you, we are before you, Lord. We pray that you bless us today. Let blessing come to us in the name of Jesus. Give us blessing. Bless us, Lord. I stay under your servant. I will place over this work. I pray that grace will flow from Daddy's head up to me. Let it move to your people. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Somebody say amen. We are in season of charity. Season of charity. 1 Timothy chapter 1. Chapter 1, verse 5. Read with me, everybody. Can you read with me? Now, the what? The end of the commandment is charity. Out of what? Of a pure heart. Wait. So it means that charity comes from a pure heart. Right? So if your heart is not pure, you can't move into charity. Say amen. So the end of the commandment. Remember, Bible says, now faith. You understand? Now faith is. That's Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Hebrews chapter 11. Say amen. Be fast. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. What is that? Read with me. Now, faith is. Do you see that now? So now, the end of the commandment. So the word now there is talking about faith. So it's coming from somewhere. So now, go back there. Now, the end of the commandment. So it's talking about faith actually. So it's coming. A man who is already journeying faith comes to end of faith. You understand? That's why he said now. The end of the commandment. So it means that if it is the end of the commandment, it means that you are already doing commandment before. Say amen. The end of the commandment. It means that you are in commandment. Because there can't be end of commandment if you are not in commandment. You understand what I'm saying? You have commandment before. Now, the end of the commandment. Or the end of all the commandment. You understand? So faith, what is faith? Faith is commandment. Say amen. When I say I'm obeying faith, what you are obeying is commandment. You understand, sinner? A faith life is living by commandment. Say amen. Somebody say amen. When you say faith life is living by commandment. Commandment of Christ. So you are living by commandment of Christ. Then you are living by faith. So, is commandment. Now, the end of the commandment, do you understand, is charity. So, if charity is the end of the commandment, it means that charity is also a commandment. Do you get it now? Because if charity is the end of the commandment, it means that charity is also a commandment. You understand? So, you have been obeying commandment to obey commandment. Say amen. I don't know. Did you get what I'm saying? I said you have been obeying commandment to obey commandment. Actually, the reason why you have been obeying all the commandments you are obeying is so that you can obey charity commandment. You understand? And all those commandments, they are to prepare you for to obey charity commandment. Say amen. It's just preparation. Or they get you ready for to obey charity commandment. Say amen. So you can see that. Now, okay, go to Romans chapter 16. Romans chapter 16. Let me see something there. The last verse. Romans chapter 16. I just want to teach simply for you to understand some basic things. Is 28. But now, see now, is made manifest. Go to 25. Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel. Say my gospel. So my gospel is to establish you. Abin. And the preaching of Jesus Christ. Now what Paul called my gospel here is the preaching of Jesus Christ. You see that now? According to the revelation. So that preaching of Jesus Christ is according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began. Say amen. Do you get it? Now, to him that is of power, you see that? To establish you according to my gospel. So my gospel is to establish you, Abby, and the preaching of Jesus Christ. So my gospel is the preaching of Jesus Christ. That preaching is according to revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret. So there's a mystery that was kept secret, which now we preach by revelation. You understand? Since the world began, 26. But now, so that now the mystery which was kept secret, now made manifest. You understand? Made manifest by what? By revelation. You understand? And by the scripture of the prophet. So we make it manifest by what? By his own scriptures from prophets. You understand? According to, now the scripture we heal is according to what? To the commandment of the everlasting God. Say amen. So the scripture is according to commandment. Made known to all nations. For what? For the obedience of faith. Now if faith is to be obeyed, it means that faith is what? Is commandment. Say amen. What do you obey? You obey commandment. Say amen. So it means that faith is commandment to be obeyed. Somebody say amen. So we should obey what? We obey faith. Faith is to be obeyed. Why? Because faith is actually compilation of commandment. Say amen. It's called commandment of faith. Say amen. Now go back to the First Timothy. Now, the end of the commandment, you can see. The end of the commandment. In fact, is commandment. It didn't even say commandments. Commandment. So, it's just like, just that inside this commandment are commandments. You understand? Inside this commandment are commandments. Faith is a commandment. Say faith. Say faith. Is what?
It's a commandment.
So God commands faith. That's why without faith, it is impossible to please God. Say amen. Do you get it? I'm trying to teach simply for everybody to understand what I'm teaching. Say amen. Somebody say amen. Say faith is a commandment. That's why without faith, it is impossible to please God. So faith is a commandment. Commandment of faith. Say amen. That's why I say according to the commandment of what? Of the everlasting God. So it's a commandment. You can see according to the commandment, it's a commandment. Just that in this commandment, other commandments. You understand? So, other commandments are in this commandment. You understand? So, now, the end of this commandment. You understand? So, now, having gone through this commandment, it's just like a curriculum. Now, this commandment, say amen, is a curriculum. Say curriculum. You know, curriculum is a commandment. Just that in that curriculum are many what topics. You understand, sinner? Each of the topic is also a commandment. You understand, sinner? So, now, you must have gone through all the topics before they can ascertain or before they can certify that you have gone through the curriculum. Abi, say amen. Do you know what I'm trying to say? It's just like to produce a medical doctor, for instance. A medical medicine has a curriculum. You understand what I'm saying? The curriculum of medicine is a commandment. It's just one single commandment. Do you understand? Just that in that commandment are many layers of commandment. Do you understand? Say amen. Say amen. So in that curriculum are many topics. So you must have gone through all the topics before they can certify you that you are now what? A medical doctor. So it means that you have gone through all the what? All the commandment. Now, then having gone through all the commandment, then we can say you have obeyed the commandment. Because what made the commandment are the commandments. Say amen. What make a curriculum are the topics. So the topics in the curriculum make the curriculum. So curriculum is what? Curriculum has many topics. So many topics makes the curriculum. This is the curriculum. If you open the curriculum, you see many topics. Do you understand, sinner? And each topic also has many commandments. Do you see that? Because each topic has many what? Subtopics. Something to what? To learn. Say amen. That's why they give you course outline in school. Abi, it's a course outline. You can see up to 10 topics. You understand? Under a course. You understand, sinner? You are doing MTH 101. That MTH 101, maybe it's elementary mathematics. That elementary mathematics, the topics under it can be up to 20. They are all commandment. You understand, sir? Just the MTH 101 is a commandment. It's a single commandment. So inside that commandment are many commandments. Say amen. That is the way faith is. Say amen. Faith is a commandment. You understand, sir? In faith are many commandments. You understand? That is why we journey in faith. You understand? How do you journey? You journey by obeying. You understand? So they teach you faith. You obey it. You take a step. You understand? Sinner? You are obeying faith. You are journeying in a commandment. Say amen. So it's not just I'm obeying faith now. Are you keeping commandments? You understand? Sinner? If you are obeying faith, then we are going to check. How do we check? We check your life to see if you are keeping commandments. If you are not keeping commandments, you are not obeying faith. Say amen. Faith has a boundary of commandment which you are expected to keep. Say amen. For instance, a woman will say, and I'm obeying faith too, but the woman is not submitting to her husband. Is not obeying faith. Why? Because faith demands you to submit to your husband. Do you understand? It's a commandment in faith. Say amen. Do you understand what I'm saying now? So, to say that you are obeying faith is that you keep the commandment. Do you understand? I'm in subjection to my husband. You are in faith. Say amen. You can see that now. Husband, love your wife. It's a faith commandment. So if you are a man of faith, you must be loving your wife to show that you are in faith. If you don't love your wife, you are out of faith. Do you understand? You can be coming to church, but you are not in faith. Say amen. Do you understand? Why? You are not obeying faith. So if you are not obeying faith, you are obeying something else. You understand? So that thing, that something else you are obeying also has commandment. You understand? When you are not loving your wife, it means that you what? You hate your wife. Do you understand? So hate is a commandment from death. Say amen. So death also commands. Life also commands. You understand, sir? That's why anyone who hates is a murderer. You can see? Anyone who has hatred is a murderer. You understand, sir? Hate is from death. You understand? So, if you don't love, you are in hate. It means that you are obeying commandment of death. Somebody say, amen. Do you get what I'm trying to say? I'm just trying to give you the practicality of it. He said, I'm living a faith life. It must be that you are obeying commandment of faith. See, man. Do you get what I'm saying? Okay, thank you. Romans chapter 1 verse 17, see. Okay, start from verse 16. From verse 16 quickly. Say amen. Can you read with me, everybody? For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Say gospel of Christ. Say gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. To the Jew first and also to the Greek. Verse 17. For daring. Now, daring in the gospel is the righteousness of God revealed from what? From faith to faith. Say faith to faith. You can see it's just single faith. But in the faith is faith to faith. You want to stop saying that? Faith to faith. That's why people say faith is faith. Faith is not faith. You want to stop saying that? Say amen. It's faith to faith. In the faith. Let me explain something. Faith is like a ladder. Do you understand? Faith is like a ladder. You climb faith. That's why it's called faith to faith. Do you understand? Sir? You journey in faith. Or you take a step in faith. From faith to faith. Do you understand? Sir? So you obey commandment of faith. You are taking step in faith. Do you get it now? So, faith is for movement in the spirit. Nobody. That is why. Now, give me that Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 quickly. Read everybody. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. It is impossible. Why? You see column. For he that cometh to God. What is coming? For instance, let's say God is there. Where brother Ayo is sitting. I'm coming to God. You want to stop saying, I need faith to come to God. Say amen. The reason why you can't please God without faith is because you can't come to God without faith. You understand? He that cometh to God, faith is for movement to God. You understand? You can't move towards God without faith. You understand? So faith is for journeying to God. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Is the reason why God moved Israel from law to faith. Somebody say amen. Amen. That's why. What is the essence of the law? The Lord is a schoolmaster. What is the reason for that law? That law is meant to keep them until faith comes. Let me tell you something. Let me just try to do a summary of the book of Galatians for you to understand. For instance, you know, Abraham obeyed faith, right? Abraham followed God by faith. Do you understand? Isaac followed God by faith. Jacob followed God by faith. Then when he, you know, Jacob gave birth to 12 sons and they became children of Israel, then that 12 son, their children, this that 12 son became a nation. Do you understand? The 12 son became nation. They start belting until they grew and became large. Then 12 became nation. You understand? Do you even know those 12? They also live by faith. You didn't get what I'm saying. You know the 12 tribe? The 12 live by faith. Because God has not given them law before when they were alive. You understand? God has not given them law. When they were alive, there was no law. Before law came, they have died. You understand? I mean the 12. In fact, it's not just the 12 alone. There are others who didn't live by that law. The law came through Moses. You understand? There are many of their father who were older than Moses. Who maybe possibly had died before Moses even came into the picture. You didn't get what I'm saying. You know, Moses was born by somebody. You understand, sir? His father has died. Do you understand, sir? So, I'm just talking about even that faith moving to thousands before the faith stopped. You didn't get to what I'm saying. And that thing is just to show you that many people can live by faith actually. You understand? Sir? Because they are fathers. Before God led them out of Egypt. In fact, all the people died in Egypt. They all live by faith. Because some people died in Egypt. Who live by faith. They live by expecting God for deliverance. You understand? That is why even Joseph, that's why Joseph gave warning concerning his bone. That his bone should not be buried. You can see that all the generations of Joseph, they died in Egypt. They died in Egypt, right? Even generation after Joseph, they all died in Egypt. Because Joseph's bones stay for up to like 400 years. You understand, sir? Before the deliverance. Then God raised Moses. Even Moses didn't live by law. Moses lived by faith. Moses didn't live by law. You understand, sir? Because Moses has been living by something before law came. Because by what Moses has been living, he met God. He didn't meet God by obeying law. He met God by faith. While he was thrust into wilderness, met Jethro. Do you understand, sir? And somebody who has been living in the palace before suddenly became a shepherd boy. That's faith. It's only faith that can do that thing to a man. Nothing else. Even the law can't do it. I'm telling you the law. The law can't do that thing. Somebody who has been living in Pharaoh's palace, who was on his way to become the next Pharaoh. Something happened that make you to what? To leave that place and move into desert. You understand? A boy who has been living like a king suddenly became a shepherd boy and remained a shepherd boy for 40 years. You know what it means? Moses lived the first 40 of his life in Pharaoh's palace. Say, man. Do you know, can you imagine what Moses must have gone through for that 40 years? Because somebody who lived 40 years in palace, do you know what it means to live in palace? Pharaoh's palace. In those days, civilization was in Egypt. Do you understand what I'm saying? They had everything. Moses was schooled in the best school in Egypt. A man who had all the delicacy he wants. All the delicacy. Suddenly became a shepherd boy. What do you think shepherd eat? What do you think shepherd eat? Say, man, I'm married one shepherd girl. Do you understand what I'm saying? I mean, you know, the wife is also a shepherd girl. Someone should have married one of the princesses. See what faith can do to a man. It's only faith that can do that kind of thing. It's only faith. The Bible says Moses by faith forsook Egypt. By faith. Give me that place. Hebrew. Moses by faith forsook Egypt. 11:23 quickly. Can you read with me, everybody? Read with me. I want everybody to be alert. Can you read with me? By faith, Moses, when he was born, was he 3 months of his parent? Because they saw he was a proper child and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. 24. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. By faith, he refused. It's only faith that can make a man refuse that kind of thing. The Lord cannot do it. Say amen. Can you say amen? By faith. Refuse. 25. Choosing rather to do what? To suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy what? The pleasure of sin for a season. Now what you call pleasure of sin here is delicacies. Good food. Say amen. Good food. By faith. A man by faith. Choose rather to suffer. You understand? Choose rather. You can see that faith is for living. Faith is not just to get some. Faith is for decision making. Say amen. Faith is for this, is for living. That's why you can't, no, that's why the law has limitation. The law is limited. Why? Once they give you a law, it is whatever they write in the law you will be doing. You don't think any other thing. You understand? That's why that law is a peg. You understand? It's a peg. You stay by what has been written. You understand? You can't think into God's thought. Do you get what I'm saying? Because what will make Moses to choose to suffer, rather suffer, you understand, than to be called sons of Pharaoh? It must be that Moses has been thinking. You understand, sir? Has been thinking about how his fathers came into Egypt. You understand? And what God promised them. You understand? He has been thinking. Then he just thought, what can I do also? What will be my place in all this thing? What can I do? I'm not a son of Pharaoh. You understand, sir? I'd rather stay with my people. Nobody told him, sir. It's not that he told him. He by faith. I say by faith. He believed God. You understand, sir? He by faith, believing the promise of God for his people. Then he chose to stay with his people by faith. It's only faith that can make a man do that. Say amen. And that's why people suffer by faith. Even some people by faith, they refuse deliverance by faith. By believing God. Because in those days, faith is purely believing God. For instance, God spoke to Abraham, leave your father's lands and go to a land that will show you. And Abraham believed God. Faith, purely believing God, and went on the journey. Believe God. Say amen. So, they by believing God, take decision against their life, their convenience. Say amen. Because they believe God. They took decision against their convenience. You can see that. So, faith moved to Moses. Do you understand? And some of the herders. Do you know they left Egypt by faith too? Do you know it was by faith they left Egypt too? It was by faith. Moses faced Red Sea by faith. Say amen. Now, when they move into wilderness, say amen. Look at what I'm trying to say. Then Moses led that congregation into wilderness. Now, when God saw their attitude, say amen. You know, there was a time God told Moses, tell these people to get ready. I will come down tomorrow and speak with them. God wants to put spirit of faith in them. But because the people... You know, I would say early in the morning, all of them, they have everybody washed their clothes, they are prepared to meet with God. Even early they start hearing thundering, they ran. They told Moses, tell God to speak everything you want to tell us. Tell God to speak it to you. Whatever you tell us, we are going to do. We can't withstand God speaking. Then God saw that these people, they can't do faith. Then God stepped down to law. Do you understand? And gave them tenets. Say amen. He gave them laws. Now that law is not to move them. It's to keep them. Do you understand? The law can't move you. The law can only stay you. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's why the law is their schoolmaster. That law is to keep them until faith is restored. You can't move towards God without faith. It's impossible. Do you get it? It's impossible. So, the only thing God can do, when God knows that you don't have capacity for faith, God will stay you until you have the strength. Do you understand what I'm saying? Until you have the strength. Until faith is restored. You understand? That's why God stepped it down and bring a tabernacle. Do you understand, Sena? Was Moses using tabernacle before? Did Abraham use tabernacle? Did Isaac use tabernacle? Did Jacob use tabernacle? Then why come God gave them tabernacle now? Why? Because it has been stepped down. Do you understand, Sena? These people cannot operate law, cannot operate faith. Let me move it down to law for them. Then, now that it has been moved down to law, they need tabernacle. Say amen. Why? It means that all of them cannot come anymore. You understand, sir? All of them can come. Faith is for them to come. Now that they cannot operate faith, I need to stay them. Then if I'm staying them, God still needs somebody who can come. Do you understand, sir? Actually, that person is not really coming on. Do you understand? That is coming figuratively. Do you understand? So, that's why God bring tabernacle down. Since they can't come to God, God came to them. Do you understand? That's the tabernacle system. Is God coming to them? Do you understand, sir? Just that. It's not to their promotion. God should not come to you. You should come to God. Do you understand, sir? So, if God come to you, it means that you are not taking movement. You understand, sir? You are stayed. Then God will come to you. You understand, sir? Then God let down what? Tabernacle system. Then an ark was built. The ark was built to represent God coming to their midst. You understand? They should be turning to God. God came to their midst. In a symbolic way, then an ark was built. Then that ark is God in their midst. Why? Why? Because God has stayed them. They are not on a journey anymore. Do you understand? It is to keep them until movement is restored. Say amen. That is why you see that immediately Christ is around the corner, there's nothing like ark again. Do you understand, sir? You know, when Jesus died, the veil of the holiest tore into two. They didn't see ark there. There's no more ark. They didn't see ark. You know, they should see ark. There's no ark there. They didn't see ark. Actually, they have lost that ark a long time ago. They have not. When they demolished Solomon temple, did they steal the ark? They didn't steal the ark. I know the ark has left them a long time ago. The ark has left them a long time ago. So the temple they rebuilt, actually, the temple Ezra rebuilt, I'm not sure there's an ark there. There's no ark. There's no ark. Because if the ark has been there, then the Assyrian came and demolished the temple. And they pack all the utensils in the temple. Then they ought to have also stolen what? The ark. Because the ark is also goldy. The ark has left them. There's no ark there actually. You get what I'm trying to say? So they gather around nothing. There's no ark there. Say amen. I mean, there should not be ark actually. They wouldn't have need ark if they have used faith. Because faith does not need symbolic representation. No. Say amen. You can see that now. Then God started promising them. You can see them prophecy about the Messiah started coming. The Messiah. Do you understand? To restore faith back. There won't be need for any hack again. There won't be need for physical temple again. So the reason for physical temple is because faith is not in operation. So once faith is restored, there's no need for physical temple. That's why Jesus was telling that woman of Samaria, a time is come and now is the time that true worshipper will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. There won't be need for Jerusalem or Samaria anymore. Why? Worship will move into the spirit. Because it's by faith. Once it's by faith, then worship is in the spirit. Say amen. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Faith is for comers. Is there anyone who wants to come to God? If you don't want to come to God, you don't need faith. Faith is for journey. Say amen. Amen. Do You got what I'm trying to say? Now, Romans chapter 10. My heart desire and prayer for Israel is that they might be safe. Is it chapter 11? Chapter 10 verse 1. Chapter 10 verse 1 quickly. Read with me, everybody. Brethren, my heart desire and prayer to God for Israel is what? Is that they might be safe. Verse 2. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God. But what? But not according to knowledge. For they be ignorant of God's righteousness. Now this God's righteousness is righteousness for journey. Do you see that now? Righteousness for journey. This is faith righteousness. And going about to establish their own righteousness. Have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ. Say Christ. Is the end of the law for righteousness. That righteousness is righteousness for movement. Do you understand? So, to everyone that believeth, now the reason for the law is to deliver them. Do you understand? That's why that if they had obeyed that law, where they will have entered Christ or they will have landed in faith back. Do you understand? So that law will have connected them back to faith. But because they didn't obey the law, they were headbound. The faith put them on, the law put them under. The law was now higher than them. Do you understand? The law should not be higher than them. The law should deliver them. But because they didn't obey the faith, because the law delivers some people. Do you know? The law delivers some people. Do you know the law delivers some people? You don't know. The man called Nicodemus who came to Jesus. No, that man too was a Pharisee. And those people, they obeyed the law to the peak. That's where they could easily move into Jesus' teaching. That's why they were not fighting Jesus. Say amen. That is what the Lord should have done for every one of them. They should have just came into Jesus' teaching easily by the law. But because they didn't obey the law, they were held bound. They became slaves under the law. Say amen. So what the law should have achieved, the law was not able to achieve it. By the law, they started fighting the person they were expecting to come. All the hope of all their journey, all their labor. I don't want to say journey. Because the hope of all the fathers of Israel is for the Christ. That's their hope. And any of them who comes into Christ has gotten the inheritance. Because the reason for everything, the reason for all the temple worship is for the Christ. That's the reason for it. You understand? Why? Because the temple worship is a symbol, is a representation. You understand? Of the Christ. So the reality of their worship actually is the Christ man. The reality of their worship is the Christ. That's why the law is fulfilling Christ. What is the fulfillment? The fulfillment is that all the killings, all the rituals, everything that they were doing, fulfilling a man. Do you understand? So actually, all the temple, the tabernacle, the court, the first court, the second court, third court, everything is describing a being. Do you understand? Now the being came. They were fighting the being. Do you understand? Say that. Say amen. So immediately Christ come. There is no need for all those things anymore. Why? The real thing is here. Say amen. Do you get it now? Alright, let's go back to our First Timothy. Say now. Say now, the end of the commandment is what? Is charity. You can see now, the end of the commandment. So the commandment of what? This commandment is faith commandment. The end. So where faith should end is in charity commandment. You understand, sir? So it means that by obeying faith, you must have gained stamina for charity. Say amen. You have gained stamina for charity.
Out of a pure heart.
Say amen. So it means that faith is from pure heart. So now what we produce pure heart is the commandment of faith. You see now? So that commandment of faith, you can say out of a pure and of good conscience and of faith on faith. Actually, it's coming from faith on faith. That thing is like when you start from the head down. Now, if you want to start from the beginning, you start from faith on faith to good conscience. You understand? Then to pure heart, to charity. Say amen. Amen. You must have done faith well before you can attain good conscience. Say amen. That's why, you know, Paul commands Timothy, only faith with a good conscience. Check the place if you can get it. Alright. 1 Timothy chapter what? Chapter 1 verse what? Verse 19. Read. Can you read everybody? Holding faith and what? And a good conscience. Which some having put away concerning what? Concerning faith have made shipwreck. You see? You start with faith to good conscience. Say amen. Actually, the first attainment when you start to be in faith is that you attain good conscience. You have good conscience. Then from good conscience to pure heart. Say amen. Your heart will be pure. Then it's from a pure heart charity can evolve from. Actually, charity spring out from pure heart. That's why charity thinketh no evil. You can attain that if you don't have pure heart. Say amen. So charity is what? Is an offshoot from where? From pure heart. Say amen. So your heart must have been made pure before you can come into charity. If your heart is not pure, forget charity. You will be thinking evil. You will still have some small envy. You understand, sir? You will still be thinking, you will still seek your own. You understand? Why? Your heart has not been made pure. So you can see that. You see, now something carry all this thing. What? Faith. You can see? Faith. You start obeying faith to good conscience. Then you keep obeying faith to pure heart. Say amen. Then from pure heart to charity. Say amen. Now, go to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy. Let's see that. Timothy. When Paul was talking about the faith in him that was once in his grandmother. Let's see. Say amen. 2 Timothy chapter 1. Okay. Chapter 1 verse 5. Read everybody. When I call to remember the unfeigned faith. Do you see that? Unfeigned faith. That is in thee. So the guy started with what? Unfeigned faith. Which what? Dwell first in thy grandmother. So it means that the grandmother, they succeeded in passing something to Timothy. Faith. They didn't pass good conscience to him. They didn't pass pure heart. They passed faith. So now, because that guy had faith, he was able to attain to good conscience, to pure heart. That's why Paul could say, I have no one like him. So, I have no one like who will naturally think about your wife. That's a pure heart. Guy. Paul was talking about all the people around him. Paul said, I want to send somebody to you. But the only person I have with me is Timothy. And that Timothy is not somebody I can easily release. I don't have anyone like him. Do you know how many people move around Paul? For Paul to say he does not have one, he does not have another person like Timothy. Say amen. Yeah. Can you say amen? Yeah.
See Philippians chapter 2 verse 20. Give me 19. Let me see what is in 19. But I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy shortly unto you, that I also may be of good comfort when I know your state. 20. For I have no man like-minded. What's the meaning of like-minded? No man as pure in heart as Timothy among all my brethren, who will naturally care for your state. That's a pure heart. The man started from faith, on faith, to good conscience. Now, to what? To pure heart. Journey is in the spirit. Begin from faith. Say amen. Can you say amen? Is somebody getting me? Do you get what I'm trying to say? Say amen. Say amen. What was my last statement? Journeys in the spirit begins from what? From faith. It's by obeying faith. You understand? Obeying faith. I told you faith is for what? Faith is for decision making. Faith is for living. Say amen. Kasimale, you get it. Faith is for living. What is that? Someone can by faith stay in Oshogbo. By faith. You understand? You by faith stay in Oshogbo. Meanwhile, stay in Oshogbo is against your life. But you by faith stay. You understand? You can see that you are using faith to take decision. You understand, sir? In fact, faith life now has been made easy. Why? We now preach it. Before, they don't preach it. You understand? Say amen. People, they only hear God. Like Abraham heard God. Abraham, leave your father's house and go to a land I will show you. And the man believed God and left. Say amen. But now, faith has been brought into commandment. Do you see that now? Faith has been brought into command, into something we can relate with. You understand? So it has been made easy for people. So anybody now by grace can obey faith. Why? Because faith has been made tidings. It's now a gospel. We teach faith. Say amen. Do you see that now? We are very lucky. God has blessed us that faith can now be taught. Nobody teaches faith before. They don't teach faith. Maybe at best, the only thing they taught is law. You know the law of Moses? They taught it. And God command that they teach it to their children. You understand, sir? Moses told them, make sure you teach this law to your children. They don't teach faith. Nobody taught Moses faith. You understand? Moses only believed God. Say amen. But now, because of what Jesus did, faith has been brought into manifestation. Faith can now be taught. Say amen. We can preach faith. Amen. So Paul went about preaching faith. What was he teaching? Faith. The whole nation may obey faith. People obey faith by preaching it. So we preach faith to people. Why are we preaching faith? Faith is power. Say power. Power. Faith is power. Faith is power for living. Or power for living a godly life. That is faith. You can't be godly without faith. It's impossible. As I say, a spiritual man. What makes spiritual man is faith. So, we must all learn faith. And live by faith. You understand, sir? Say amen. Can you say amen? Alright, let me just run through some things. Romans. In fact, I have not left that place. Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12 from verse 9. I don't know why I'm coming to this place. Okay. Now see verse 9. I want you to see some faith commandment. Do you understand? So you can see that faith now can be obeyed by many. Why? It has been broken down to simple teaching. Say amen. What some people by believing God do now has been moving to simple teachings. Say amen. You can see, let love be without dissimulation. Is faith. Say amen. Abhor that which is evil. Hate evil. Is faith. Cleave to that which is good. That's faith. These are faith commandments. Do you understand? Verse 10. Verse 10. Be what? Be kindly affection one to another. This is faith. With brotherly love. In honor. Preferring one. Now see something. See something. I want you to see something. You know these things, they are not just law. You know they are not law. Why are they not law? He said, be kindly affection one to another. He didn't tell you how to be kindly affection. You understand? If it is law of Moses, they will tell you what you need to do to mean kindness. You understand? Maybe give your clothes to your brother every 1 month. That is law. If you do that, you have fulfilled that commandment. But here, faith does not attach anything to it. That is why, be kindly affection one to another. With brotherly love, you will still need Holy Ghost to teach you the depth of the kindness. Do you see that? See, man. For instance, be kindly affection one to another with brotherly love. The way you will approach it will be different from the way how we approach it. It depends on our growth level. See, man. So, you will stay with the Holy Ghost. That's why, you know, last week I told you that you can't obey faith without being under the Spirit. It's not possible. Faith can only be obeyed with Holy Ghost with you. If you don't have Holy Ghost, you can't obey faith. You can't. I tell you, Holy Ghost is the tutor of faith life. It's the tutor. Now, faith has commanded this now. For instance, be kindly affectionate. Faith has commanded one to another with brotherly love. The Holy Ghost will now take this commandment of faith and start digging it out for you. Do you understand? And start digging it. And start digging it. When you think he should give you one clothes, Holy Ghost can tell you pack 5 and give. Do you understand? He's teaching you the commandment. Say amen. Do you see that now? And that is why the commandment of faith is plenty. You can't number it. It's a spirit. The thing we keep losing out is as occasion demands, the thing change face. That's why it's not 1 to 10. Say amen. Faith commandment. That's why it's only faith that can handle all situation of life. It has answer to every matter. That's why when sin increases, grace increases. Do you see that now? Grace is only waiting for sin to increase. Anytime sin increases, you see grace increase. Why? It's a spirit. It's a spirit. That's why it can undo every matter of sin. There's no sinful case faith cannot handle. There's no. Do you get it? There's no sinful case that faith cannot handle. It has answer to every sinful matter. Has answer. See, imagine Paul did not marry. He was commanding. He was writing commandment for marriage. Somebody who did not marry. How did he know? By faith. He just checked into faith.
and pick a commandment and command them. He did not marry you. He did not marry. He wrote by faith. Command faith. Command faith. Say amen. Can you say amen? I'm telling you, this is a major bus stop in the spirit. We need to sit down and learn faith life. It's a major bus stop. You must learn to live by faith. Say amen. In honor, preferring one another. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Verse 12, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing standing prayer, distributing to the necessity of saint. You understand? He didn't tell you be sharing one Congo of rice. Distributing to the necessity, as much as faith saint needs. Do you understand? You know, in the early church, all of them, they will sell their property and bring it. And they look at those who need, they share it among them. As much as they need. It didn't say one Congo of rice. Do you understand? It didn't say one bag of rice. Say amen. Some may need half Congo. Some may need one bag. That's faith. Say amen. Giving to hospitality. Say giving. Say giving. To hospitality. He didn't say be hospitable. Giving to it. That's faith commanding. Giving to hospitality. You understand, sir? You go and learn hospitality by faith. Say amen. No, there's a way you can be hospitable naturally. And there's a way faith can teach you to be hospitable. That's why Paul said, I no longer live, but Christ liveth in me. The life I now live, I live by the faith. So say amen. Why? Because you can still live a life that is not by faith. For instance, somebody can be kind naturally. Say amen. It's not of faith. Say amen. For instance, you know some people go to beer parlor and buy drinks for everybody there. You have not seen before. Anything you want drink is on my neck. I'm able to carry it. See, in fact, it will get to a point that some people will go to the beer parlor waiting for the man. Do you understand? Sir? Baba Olowo is coming. He has come that he's coming. Let's wait. They can even be drinking down on his neck. Do you understand? Sir? He's a kind man. That's a naturally kind man. It's not of faith. That same man, bring him to church to come and help brethren. He won't be able. Do you understand? Why? Because helping brethren will be against your life. It's not natural. Say amen. So that is why that you are morally sound does not mean you can do faith. It's a two different word. See, amen. If I let me tell you something, if you are a morally sound person, immediately you come into Church of Christ, that your moral strength will win. Everything you think you can do easily before, you start seeing that the thing is getting difficult for you to do. Why? They are trying to trim down your natural strength so that you won't have advantage in the church. Say amen. Because nobody should have a natural advantage in church. Nobody. Why? Because natural advantage profited nothing. That's why Paul said, even though I give my body to be burnt without charity, it profited me not. Why? Because if I do that naturally, even if I sell my house and I share it, the money to people, if it is not of faith, it profited me nothing. Say amen. I gotta be careful. So that you won't go to, you know, in front of mosque, you know, all these people, they beg for money, then they plenty there. In fact, if you used to go there, it will get to a point they will have known you.
They will be waiting for you. You understand? People do that for showmanship thing. You understand? It's not faith. That's why if I see somebody who is begging for money on the road, if I don't give you money, I have not seen. Do you understand, sir? You have not. Say amen. No, I'm not sharing money. You understand, sir? If I give money, I do it by faith. I'm not sharing. Say amen. I'm not sharing money. So, I'm not indebted to every man on the street. Say amen. It's not a must. I must give money to everybody who asks me on the street. You understand? I'm only indebted to my brethren. Say amen. Do you get it? Let somebody take advantage of you. Because some of all those people you see begging for money, some of them has built house. Say amen. You know, some people are taking that begging thing as business. In fact, they have people begging for them. They employ beggars. Imagine you went out as a beggar. You make 6,000 naira every day. And you have 10 people begging for you like that. How much will you be making per day? How much will you be making per day? Per day, you'll be making 60,000 naira. Per day. People working in government of itself, are they any 60,000 naira per day? So, it can turn to business. You understand? You'll be the occur of the beggars. Say amen. You have workers, beggars who are working for you. Some of them have built house in their hometown. People begging here, they have built house in their hometown. So you are not indebted to them. No. Say amen. Amen. You are not. In fact, you can give them money and they will go and use it for ritual. Say amen. You can't trust them. But you are indebted to your brethren in church. It's your brother. Say amen. It's your brother. Now you now discover that to give to your brother in church that you know will now be difficult than giving to somebody who is begging outside. Why? Because giving to your brother is righteous. And flesh hates righteousness. Say amen. It's going to sin. Is always very easy with flesh. For instance, before people marry, a girl and a brother, you will be chasing them around not to be hugging each other. Don't stay together. Let them marry. You will be praying, God, let them be hugging each other. Voila, be hugging each other. In fact, my pastor wouldn't try. In fact, I'm trying to hug him. It's just that this man cannot be hugged. He's not. Say, before you marry, we are chasing you not to hug him. Why? Because sin is easy for flesh. But when it comes to righteousness, it becomes tough. To tell you that flesh hates righteousness. Flesh don't like it. Say amen. That's why we must mortify. We mortify by faith. So the more we obey faith, the more we weaken flesh. Say amen. The more you obey faith, the more you weaken flesh. So faith must be practiced, must be lived by. You understand? If charity must be attained. If not, you won't attain charity. If you don't live faith life. Say amen. Together now. You live faith life. Bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. It's faith. Don't curse. Bless. He said, I do not cause people curse me. Somebody say, it will not be well with my mother. I should keep quiet. Say amen. That's faith. You understand? It's a training for something. You understand? Bless those who persecute you. Is a training for something. So faith is training for to obey God. So it's training for charity. Say amen. It's a training. Your brother will offend you in church and you have grace to forgive, to let go. Even your neighbor at home, they offend you. Faith train you to forgive, to just let go. It's a training. Say amen. You are being trained in godliness. Say amen.
Is that me? Somebody will now abuse me. I will now talk. The more you talk, the more you give room for flesh. You understand? And the more you keep quiet. Exercise. You know, at times you want to talk. Holy Ghost will tell you, don't talk now. Keep quiet. It's a training. You understand? Over time of using that, you just discover that you have mastered how to keep quiet when you should be quiet. When you should be quiet. And you know how to talk when you should talk. You understand what I'm saying? You have mastered by use. Say amen. Can you say amen? This is one of the things faith will teach us. Faith will teach you what to say, when to say, with who to say. Do you understand? And how to say. Do you understand? Imagine, you see Jesus. You can never, nobody, you can, you know, they try every possible means to hold Jesus by his word. You can't. Too wise. You can't. Why? Jesus know what to say and when to say. And he knows how to say. Say amen.
Our problem is because we don't know how to say. We don't even know when to say. Some of us talk anyhow.
Anywhere you just talk. It's because you have not been schooled in faith. So when you come into school of faith, you will learn when to talk, when not to talk. How to talk. If you must talk. Do you understand? You will have said many things and the person will not be angry. Do you understand? It means you have skill in talking. Say amen.
Some people don't have skill in talking. One word like this, it will be like dagger.
One word will pop a throw inside fire. The whole thing will escalate. Just one. And it's just one statement I made. Just that your one statement is a petrol. You understand? You pour inside the fire. You don't have understanding of how to talk. You understand? So you learn that by faith. You learn how to. And that's why you can communicate. You can talk with your husband for minute. And your husband does not have reason to be angry. You understand? Why? Because you are skilled with words. You know how to talk and not make him angry. Yet you have made your point. Say amen. Yes. You have made your point. You understand? You know, it's not wisdom to always be quiet now. Well, me, I don't want to allow. Let me always be quiet. You understand? He's a weak person that always keep quiet. When to talk. Where you should talk, you keep quiet. Me, I don't want wala ni. If I mean fe wala. But in Kamba, you are weak. Say amen. Strong people, they talk and talk rightly. You understand what I'm saying? It's weakness to always keep quiet when you should talk. Say amen. Somebody say amen. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Say ski. You need skill. You need wisdom. You know, in those days, when we are trying to hurt fruit of the spirit. Say amen.
Amen.
Tap somebody. I don't want somebody to stay. 5 minutes and I'm out. Tap everybody. Everybody should be awake. Say amen.
Amen.
You know, in those days, we were trying to hurt fruit of the spirit. Say amen. But you want to act gentleness. You know, it's possible. There's a way you want to act it. Especially when we are trying to, especially when you just meet holiness movement. You want to be holy by all means. But, hey, I'm not gentle. Today, I will make sure I don't fight anybody. In fact, today, you are trying to act it. Say that we now, say that we go and enter one small person to come and try that you're acting. You will have done what you say you won't do. Ah, Lord, Jesus, forgive me. I said, this man, oh my God, why am I alone? Do you understand?
Because you are trying to, you are not, that thing is not by grace. You are trying to act. Some people fall into fornication by that, through that. They are trying to act. You understand? They are trying to act. And some people share boldness, move them into sin. When I have grace to go and preach to a lot, you go to Brute. You want to go and preach to Ashewu? You understand? You don't have the grace. You go to Brute. Then you have anointing. I want to preach to Ashewu. Now the Ashewu will end up preaching to you at last. You are using sheer boldness. You don't have grace for it. You understand what I'm saying now? That's why we learn. That's why being justified by faith, we are peace with God. It is by grace I receive through faith. So grace, faith, grace, faith, grace, faith. You see that now? So as you obey faith, what are you doing? You amass grace. You see that now? So the more we obey faith, the more we get grace. We get grace. You just discover that holiness becomes easy for you. You are not struggling. It becomes easy. It just becomes easy for you to let go matter. You understand? If somebody has been talking, say, you just, it's okay, let's leave it. If the baby will be looking like, you have grace. And it's not paining you. It's not that you are feeling, if not that I accept Jesus now. You understand? You know, there's a way somebody can, there's a way you can say, I forgive you, and you have not forgiven. But, if not that I ask, I remember when I'm still myself. You understand? The thing is hurting you. You understand what I'm saying? That thing you have done is good, actually. Actually, it won't stop hurting you, no. The day you start. Look at what I'm trying to say. And it's as you yield yourself to faith, you are breaking strength of sin. You see that now? It may hurt you today. Tomorrow, you have received more grace. Tomorrow, you can easily do it. It will still hurt you, but it won't be like before. Before you know it, will stop hurting you. You have received grace. Say, amen. That's the way we do righteousness. Say amen. That's the way we do right. Do you think when they were beating Jesus, he was not paining him? Do you think he was not paining him? But Jesus asked, No, it was paining him, sir. You understand? It's because Jesus has used that thing over time. Say amen. Over time. He know how to stay under pain. You know, to stay under pain, sir. If somebody slap you, you are going to push. Somebody slap you. You don't want to talk, but something will be talking inside of you. You know, they spat on him. For somebody to spit on you. What a shame. And to now stay. The Bible says Jesus was led like, you understand, a sheep to a shearer. To a shearer. And a, you understand, without talking. Jesus stood before Pilate. And Pilate said, don't you know I have power to release you? I'm telling you, it was that statement that made Jesus to talk. Jesus said, you will not have our power over me, if not that God has given you today. Today, and use the power very well. Use it, because God has given you today. Actually, God gave them that day. Because for Pilate to say to Jesus, don't you think I have power over to release you? Jesus look at him. What a shame. What an insult. Jesus said, no problem. You have power over me today because God gave you. Use it well. Because after now, you won't have the power again. You understand? Under pain, yet without saying anything. He's a user. It's not because it's Jesus. It's because he has used it. Say amen. Amen. We can also use it. Funny enough, it was not Jesus alone. Do you know nearly all the apostles were also, you know, some of the apostles were, for instance, the way they crucified Peter. Peter was not crucified the way they crucified Jesus. They turned him upside down. That one is more painful than normal crucifixion. To turn your head upside down is more painful. Because blood will be gushing out from all your nose, all your mouth. You know how many times Paul was stoned? Paul said, 3 times they stoned me. Yet he didn't, he didn't stand up cursing them. There was a time they stoned Paul. And those who stoned him, they thought he has died. Why is it they thought? I know they check. Do you think those boys will just assume? They won't assume. They stoned him and saw him bleeding. They check it. Otiku, they left him. Then Paul, he rose up again. Actually, God raised him. It was that experience Paul was accounting for in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Give me 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and I'm going to stop there. For you to know that it was not that the guy, it was not that he pretended. No. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Verse 8 is the same place. I want everybody to read. Read everybody. Can you read with me? For we will not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble, which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of Mayo. What is the meaning of pressed out of Mayo? What is the meaning of pressed? To press somebody out of Mayo. It means that that person has passed out. That's the meaning. Above strength, he actually passed out. In so much that we despair even of life. If you despair life, it means that you have embraced death. But we had the sentence of death in ourselves. Do you see that now? That we should not trust in ourselves, but in God. Which what? Raised the dead. And then God raised him back. Do you see that now? A man stoned to death. God raised him back. See, amen. And Paul did not stand up and start reading a curse. What happened, sir? He has used it. He can stay under pain. Say amen. Can somebody say amen? You are not the first person to learn faith. People have learned faith and they use it well. And they live life by faith. You understand? Say now. So faith is your life. Is your life. And that is what gospel give. That is the gain of the gospel. Actually, faith is the gain of the church. That's why if you are in a church where they are not teaching faith, that church is robbing you. What did I say? If you are in a church where they are not teaching faith, that church is stealing from you. Because they will be collecting your money. You understand what I'm saying? Yet they are not giving you what you need. Faith is what you need. If you are going to inherit God, you must learn faith. Please, I beg you, be deliberate with obeying commandment. Please. In fact, it's easy to grow if you can obey the church leadership. Do you understand? I'm telling you, that is the easiest way to learn faith. They asked you to pray, you pray. Do you understand? Money prayer, you pray. Do you understand? Give, you give. Give your tithe, you give. There's a brother who needs something. Can we help him? You do. You understand? Okay, one sister just put to bed. Sister, can you go and stay with her? You stay. What are you doing? You are obeying faith. You understand? You can see, you are obeying faith by following the leadership. Do you see that now? It's more easier than to say you want to heal faith from by yourself. You understand? Sir? And that's why Paul said, follow me as I of Christ. You see that? You know, Paul has taught them over time. But it's like that church, they were not getting it. Then Paul said, don't worry. Anything you see me doing, be doing it. Follow me as I of Christ. It's easy to learn faster by imitation. Say imitation. Easy to learn. And can we have vigil? You come. Like on Friday now, we are going to have vigil. You come. You understand? Okay, we are going for evangelism. You go. What are you doing? You are yielding to faith. As simple as that. Very simple. Obey the church authority. You will easily grow. You know the ear easily. Because any two bears, oh, King Bona. Kai is a bad state. Too. You know the ear. It doesn't matter what they say. You will still do it the way you want. It's called Steve Naked Heart. I'm telling you, is this why many of the fathers of Israel, many of them wasted away in the wilderness? Why? They know they hear. They know they listen. It doesn't matter what God says, they will still do what they want to do. Stubborn heart. Stubborn heart cannot follow God. If your heart is stubborn, don't be coming to church. You can't gain from church. You can't. You will have spent 10 years in church. By the time you check, you will discover that you have been losing all the years. You have not gained. You have not. So, church is for people who can follow. Do you understand what I'm saying? Follow me. Church is for people. I pray for you. I say, I pray for you. I say, your heart will be blessed. Yeah. I say, your heart will be blessed. Yeah. Stubbornness will leave you alone. Say loud, amen. I said, stubbornness will leave you alone. I said, stubbornness will leave you alone. You will be easily entreated. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You will easily obey. I said, you will easily obey. I said, you will easily obey. Pastor said, we should do it. We do it. You will easily obey. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, the Lord bless you. I said, the Lord bless you. Kasimali. I said, the Lord bless you. Let the blessing of God come upon you. Come upon your endeavors. Come upon your job. Come upon your works. Come upon your household. In the name of Jesus.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.